Your assignment for this week focuses on your reading of Gandhi's autobiography. Mahatma Gandhi's father was a merchant caste member, and Gandhi itself means grocer. He was brought up in a fairly nice surrounding and then went to England to study law. In 1893, Gandhi went to South Africa, where he soon became involved in an effort to win legal and political rights for the Indian population there. It was there that he developed his idea of nonviolence and truth. Soon after his return to India in 1915, Hindus and the Muslim League, which had been founded in 1906 to support Muslim interests on the subcontinent, signed a Lucknow Pact calling for self-governing dominion status for India. And in August 1917, the British declared that the gradual development of self-governing institutions and the progressive realization of responsible government should be the goal for India. And in 1919, the Government of India Act appeared to be a step in that direction, when the Act set up a dual administration with Indians controlling agriculture, health, and education, and the British retaining control of everything important, such as taxes, police, and the courts. Probably the single most important event in modern Indian history occurred at Amritsar, when a crowd of Hindus gathered for a religious festival. The British general, who had banned all public meetings, ordered his troops to fire on the crowd without provocation or warning, killing over 300 people and wounding well over 1,000. In response, Gandhi actively embarked on his campaign for Indian self-rule, a campaign that would last more than the next 25 years. His tool was nonviolent resistance, the refusal to buy British goods or pay British taxes. He spent time in prison, and when his efforts did not pay off, he began to demand independence for India, not just levels of autonomy within the British Empire. In 1929, he undertook his famous March to the Sea in protest against the British imposed salt tax, and this led to further imprisonment. Only in the dire economic conditions of post-1945 England did the British government finally make the decision to undertake Indian independence. As you read Gandhi's autobiography, which he wrote relatively early in his life, please remember that you're reading the book as a historian and not as a literary critic. You're searching the book for evidence that reveals the main characteristics of Gandhi's view on nonviolence and the reasoning behind his choice of nonviolence as a political tool to achieve his goals. You are not going to be writing about his personal love affairs. Please focus your paper on the assigned question. Use an introduction. Use paragraphs, each of which deals with a specific point of your introductory thesis. Review the style rules for history papers in the course and include short pieces of quoted evidence from the document to support your analysis.